This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show. I am going to have a great show with you today. My great, trusty right-hand woman, Marianne Niehaus, is with us, and she is just the best woman in the world, and she had me all set up, and I messed it up. Now, I'm completely ready for you. What a show it's going to be. I'll tell you in a few minutes who's going to be on next week. I'll give you that information, but I am telling you, if you are in home-based business, and you missed Fraser Brooks's Facebook Live a little while ago, I put it on my wall. And I am telling you, it might be the best Facebook Live I've ever seen. And it was about your mom and dad. It was about you as a mom and dad. It was about bringing your kids into your business. It was about the kid, literally the family working toward a goal of having this beautiful home and their parents taking them along the path every inch of the way. So the kids saw the struggle, but they also saw the reward. I am telling you, I was crying three times during this Facebook Live, and I am a heartless man. For me to cry is unbelievably unnatural, and I still can't believe it. I don't cry at weddings, funerals, births of babies, and I cried three times in that. I don't understand it. We've got a great show for you today. It is going to rock, roll. It is going to be the best show maybe you've ever seen. We are going to one-up Fraser Brooks right now. We're going to one-up Richard Brook. We're going to one-up Eric Worre, all the big boys. We're taking them to the mat right now. I've got the one and only Jordan Adler with me. I'm telling all those guys, whether it's Brooks, whether it's Sperry, whether it's Igden, are any one of those guys going to the moon with Richard Branson? No, only this guest right here, only this guy over my shoulder here with these books. We've had multiples of them. A couple of weeks ago, this place got robbed. I haven't even told you guys that on this show. They came in, they broke the door, they had a safe cracker, they walked by the money. They didn't take any of the money, they didn't take any of my products from my company. The only thing they swiped was all of the other Jordan Adler books I had in the place. That's all they were here to steal. They took all they could in their arms. They made a break for it. They left these books right here. I'm probably going to give them away on this show one way or another. These things are collector's items. Jordan Adler, how are you, my buddy, my friend, my muse, my mentor, my idol, my role model, my everything?
Tom, I'm happy to be here with you. In fact, I was just thinking myself, I think we probably should probably have a three-second delay on this show.
It's going to be necessary, but not happen.
We probably need to do that. And just to clarify, the moon is 260,000 miles away.
Yeah.
I'm going to space, which is about 100 miles off the Earth, not 260,000 miles, although that would be a really fun thing. But no, I'm not quite going to the moon, just up into space. Just
that
space.
Was a network marketing description.
Oh, right.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
100 miles or 260,000. What's the difference?
What's the difference, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Is that some zeros and some commas, right?
Well, yeah. That's all it is a few zeros. Okay, let's just back wheel it. Where's Higdon? Oh, he's in his mansion down in Florida on his boat. Where's Fraser? He's with his fiance in Hamburg, Germany. Where is Sperry? He's over in Utah with his 19 kids. Where's Eric? In the palatial home. Where's Jordan? Space. Come on. Yeah. Nobody can match that, buddy.
I'm weightless.
You're weightless. That's exactly right. Well, we'll talk about your T-shirt during the break, but I know everybody wants one of those T-shirts. Got a way to get you one. But what a day it is. What an unbelievable profession we're in. Jordan, you've been doing it for a long time. You were a flight attendant. You were a waiter. You were this. You were that. You were the other thing. You failed forward so many times. Tell those people a little bit of that story, knowing I'm going to interrupt you every two or three minutes.
I would be happy to, Tom, but I probably, next time I'll make sure and send you a bio Oh my gosh. I wasn't a flight attendant, but that's okay. I did work for the airline industry.
Okay. So you just want my
we'll just spend the whole show correcting.
No, we're trying. Hey, okay, what did you do at the airlines, Mr. Big?
Okay, no, so here's the deal.
What'd you do at the airlines?
When I was in my 20s, I got a job with an airline that paid me about $20,000 a year. They had one leased plane, and they were a startup airline in Tempe, Arizona. And they grew to have over 100 aircraft. And I was there for 13 years, and all the while I was dabbling in different network marketing opportunities.
No, hold it. That's so boring. That's why I said you were a flight attendant. That's 10 times more exciting.
No.
Holy mackerel. Everybody was just visualizing you, a flight attendant, 25 years ago. They're all just dreaming and going, oh, my God, if he would have just given me a biscotti and a cup of coffee. And they totally blew that to smithereens with facts. Keep going.
So what are we doing here? You want a bio?
Yes, I want the truth.
You want the truth. So I moved from Illinois to Arizona to practice landscape architecture. That was my chosen degree, but I was wired as an entrepreneur. And I didn't know what an entrepreneur was, but for whatever reason, we didn't have entrepreneurship in my family, but for whatever reason, I was attracted to opportunities. And I read a book that I picked up at a garage sale for a quarter called The 10 Napkin Presentations by Don Fela. And in that book, he talked about residual income. And that was the first time I was ever introduced to the topic of residual income, getting paid over and over again for working one time. And back then, you remember, Tom, there were only about four books written on network marketing back then. Literally, four. Today, there's hundreds, maybe even thousands of books written on network marketing, right? But I read that book, and it got my attention. And so after I moved to Arizona with a guitar, a suitcase, and $250 and started answering classified ads looking for a business opportunity. And over the course of the next 10 years, I was in 11 companies. And never signed up one person, never signed up one distributor, never signed up one customer. Over 10 years, I'd join a company and work it for 2 or 3 months, get discouraged and quit. And I did that over and over again over the course of the years. And then in 1992, I joined my 12th network marketing company. And that's when everything kind of began to shift. So,
okay, good. Why did it shift?
So, you know, a lot of times people say, well, you know, it took me that long to find the right company, and it really had nothing to do with the company. It has very little to do with the company. It had everything to do with that cliche phrase that people say, that cliche quote, that when opportunity meets preparation, everything shifts, everything changes. So I've been preparing for years. I've been listening to audios, mostly on cassette tapes, been reading books, going to events, and to the tune of about $36,000 over the course of 10 years, 11 companies, and investing in myself, I racked up about $36,000 in credit card debt, going to seminars, buying products, listening to audios. And then in 1992, when I joined my 12th company, I was ready. And the company, it was a good time for the company, and I was ready. And I finally figured out how to give a presentation. The catalyst for me was learning how to give a presentation and learning how to set up an appointment. Once I could set up an appointment and give a presentation and do that over and over and over again, and then have the mindset to stick with it until things started to go my way, that's when everything shifted for me. Because the truth is, in the first 11 companies, I never gave a presentation. I never set up an appointment because I was afraid I always had an excuse. I wasn't getting any traction in that area. And so I talked to 2 or 3 people. I just talked to them on the fly. They'd be negative and I would quit. And I did that over and over and over again. And quitting isn't a great strategy for success.
Wow. So you think you have the skills now. So heaven forbid you ever leave your company or your country. I am telling you, Jordan Adler has the skill sets and the relationships to take over a country. And he's got the confidence that he can do it. The reason that people fail is they don't believe they can do it, and then they expect that person across the table to believe that they can do it, even though they don't themselves, and people can sense that. You've got to learn those skills. You've got to do that personal development, right, Jordan?
Yeah, absolutely. It's the skills, it's the mindset, skills, mindset, network, and relationships. So those are the four areas that you need to get competent at. You don't have to be great at them, but you got to be competent enough that you can keep yourself in motion in a productive way. So, you know, the basic skills, truthfully, you can learn the skills very quickly. It doesn't take long to learn the skills, really. Most people, the reason they're not succeeding is because of what they're focusing on. They may have the skills, but if they're focusing on all the reasons why it won't work for them, or blaming the marketplace, or blaming their comp plan, or blaming their leadership, or blaming their upline, it's all what you focus on. It's your mindset. So you've got your skills, your mindset, and then your network. One of the reasons why somebody that has succeeded in one network marketing business or in a sales opportunity can move to another company and be successful, a big factor in that is their network. They've built relationships in their network over a period of years, so they've got a base of connections that they can contact those people and say, I want to talk to you about something, and without any sales resistance at all, the people say yes because they've got those relationships. So it's their network, it's their connections, it's their relationships, it's their skills, and it's their mindset. That ultimately is what determines somebody's success in the business.
I've known you a long time, and I have never been in a place with you in my life where I felt like you were pitching me, like you were recruiting me, like you were trying to manipulate me.
Don't take it personally.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe you said that. I was giving you a compliment, and you interrupt me to take a shot. So here's the deal. That's the way you do business. You develop the relationship first, and you make people come a-knocking versus you knocking down doors to try to blast your way into somebody's life that doesn't want you around. Correct or incorrect?
Yeah, so think about this. You can only pursue one person at a time, but you can attract an unlimited number of people. So if you can imagine a piece of notebook paper sitting on your desk with some metal shavings on it, and then you take a magnet and drag the magnet across that paper, those metal shavings are going to be attracted to the magnet. But you can only pursue one person at a time. You can attract an unlimited number of people. It's the difference between, I think Ray Higdon calls it the difference between marketing and prospecting, right? So prospecting is going after one person at a time. Marketing is what you send out comes back. So if you send out positivity in the world, into the world, go ahead, Tom.
Yeah. Okay, we got to take a break. Okay. So we're going to take a break. We're on the Genesis Communication Network, greatest radio network on the planet. Thank you, Ted Anderson. We'll be back right after this.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
And we're back. We've got Jordan Adler. This is the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communication Network. If you haven't bought Jordan Adler's books, you are missing it. If you haven't found him on Facebook, if you haven't found him on his website, if you are not following everything this guy does, you're out of your mind. If you're not going to BNI meetings, you're out of your mind, because this guy is Mr. BNI. I am a closet introvert. I can't walk into a BNI meeting. I can't walk into a Leeds meeting. I'm petrified to do it. Jordan has literally made his life there. I want to ask you about that, Jordan. Tell me about that. Love BNI.
Yeah, so what BNI is, it's the largest independent traditional networking organization in the world. They've got a 250,000 members. There's 7,000 or 8,000 chapters around the world. And the way I view this is I always ask myself the question, who does business that would do business with me? And you can ask yourself the same question. And so I look for networks, and I look to build relationships with people that oversee those networks. I want to make friends with I want to make friends with everybody, but you know, there's only a limited amount of time that we each have every day. So what I look to do is make connections and build relationships with people that have lots of relationships, that are well networked. And I connected with this organization and ultimately started promoting it, not for pay. It was 100% because I thought it would serve my team. So I started promoting it on my weekly calls, and I figured if there's in the United States, 4,000 meetings that are all, these are people that are meeting every week and they're all business people. And I thought if I could get one of my distributors in every BNI chapter in the United States, that's 4,000 weekly meetings that I didn't have to set up. So I started promoting it on my call, and that gave me a massive leverage. So within a year, I had 250 of my distributors in BNI meetings, and that was when I was starting with my company. And today, we've had somewhere around the range of 900 people join the 4,000-plus BNI organizations around the world, and that has produced millions of dollars in revenue for our company and very large commission checks for me as a result of serving my team in a way that will help them. Because these are people that all want to promote you, and then you're there to promote them. So you go into the meeting and you become a member of a chapter, and you go week after week after week getting to know the other members so they're comfortable referring business to you. But your job when you go into one of those meetings is to look for ways that you can serve them, not to try and get business. You don't go into one of those meetings to try and get business. You look for opportunities to give business to the other members. And when everybody does that collectively, everybody wins.
Isn't it better to be able to treat people like a human being versus treat people like a lead? Mark E. Arnell, God rest his soul, he was a friend of yours, he was a friend of mine. But that 3-foot rule has killed this business, because throwing up on people doesn't get it. It's just such an insane premise to think that you just run in and throw stuff against the wall and hope something sticks. I don't believe it. I think it's been the death of our profession, and I believe we've got to develop the relationship first, find out what people want to buy, find out what they don't want to buy, call them a couple days later after you've mapped them, and sell them back what they said they want to buy. Isn't that just logical, Jordan? That's all you've ever done.
Absolutely, and it is so important to take the time to ask questions and really listen. You know, I had somebody I met with yesterday that became one of our customers, and she started searching around on the internet and saw that we were a network marketing company. I didn't prospect her. I didn't go out and prospect her for our business. She came to me because I spoke at a BNI meeting, and she contacted me, and then she signed up as a customer with us. But then she saw we were a network marketing company, and she got a little sales. She had a little resistance to that. She has some stories about network marketing. And so she, you know, she was telling me about her hesitancy. And rather than trying to debate her, I just asked questions and listened. Told her, like, you don't have to do anything with the network marketing. That's fully up to you. But you love our service, and, you know, you're going to get great value from it. So, you know, that's kind of where we left it. But the most important thing is to really meet people where they are. That's probably the best advice I could give, is meet people where they are. So the only way you're going to know where they are is to ask them questions and listen. And then meet them where they are. And then if it makes sense to advance them to the next level, then you can do that. But don't take people to the next level that aren't ready for that, because that's when you start getting objections from people.
I had coffee with you. We're going to go to a break here pretty quick. I had coffee with you with that real estate woman from Detroit, Michigan, that just was in town to have a cup of coffee with you. And that woman is not network marketing. She is the kindest woman. I have gotten 3 cards from her. Just telling, you know, I am such a jerk. I never even called her and thanked her for the cards. This woman has reached out. I got to think it costs money to send a card. And for no reason, I'm not buying a house in Michigan. I live in Colorado. But I'll guarantee you, if I ever have a friend that needs a house in Michigan, that's the lady I'm calling.
She didn't tell you she sells airplanes too.
What's that?
She didn't tell you she sells airplanes too, Tom.
Oh, my God. You're a mess. All right. We're coming back right after this. This is the Tom Chenault Show.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt. The former New York City Police Department detective who appeared before Congress 2 weeks ago seeking funds for 9/11 victims has died. John Clements reports.
Luis Alvarez, who served 20 years as a U.S. Marine, then with the NYPD, had spent 3 months at Ground Zero after 9/11, has died from cancer at the age of 53. Alvarez appeared on Capitol Hill on June 11th, seeking funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
You all said you would never forget. Well, I'm here to make sure that you don't.
In a statement from his family, they declared, "We told him at the end that he had won his battle by the many lives he had touched." I'm John Clemens.
Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront detail to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we're back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Jordan Adler. It is the greatest show on earth because he's on it. I think this guy is the gentleman of network marketing. I think he is a pioneer. He was on the board of the ANMP, the Association of Network Marketing Professionals, for years, and he was also in charge of compliance, which is the toughest board of all because you're hated by everybody. But this guy took that on because he is the real deal, and he cares about this profession at a level nobody else does. Jordan, talk about the future of network marketing. You and I have gone round and round with the scammy, scummy, stupid, this deal, that deal, fast money, complete garbage deals. What do you think we need to do to keep fighting that bad stuff off and keep this profession respectable?
Well, First of all, I think that the people that are going to win in network marketing are the ones that find a way to comfortably integrate the importance of the relationship with the technology. The technology is not going to go away. It's actually going to become more pervasive. It's already everywhere. And it's just a way to connect with people more often and in a larger scale. However, the people that win are the ones that are able to take that down to a personal one-to-one relationship. Those are the ones that win. And I don't think that's going to change. I think that it's going to become more prevalent. In other words, there'll be new social media platforms that'll pop up, different ways of connecting with people. And I think that's going to be a big part. The people that will be sticking around over the long haul aren't the ones that can mass recruit. It's not about mass recruiting. It's about finding one person, connecting with that individual, learning how you can serve each other, and then going to work together to help them create success in their life and in their business. Now, the other thing is something that Larry Thompson's been talking about a lot is the gig economy. And the younger generation, I've also heard Taylor Worre talking about it. The younger generation, the millennials, they're not really attracted to the get-rich message that has been a big part of the network marketing profession for many years. They're attracted to being able to have control and freedom in their life and do it with the opportunities that are presented to them, because it's a lot more difficult for them to find jobs, and the jobs that they go out and get, their parents did jobs. And they want to do, the younger generation, the millennials, they're not really excited about doing what their parents did. That's a loss of freedom. That doesn't give them the ability to travel. It doesn't give them the experience of being able to call their own shots. And so network marketing can become a big part of that gig economy. It's a side gig. It's something somebody does on the side to create some extra income. And they might have some other gigs going on as well, but it's a way that they can subsidize and have freedom, work it when they want to, work from wherever they want to. It's relatively low point of entry for somebody wanting to get started. And so I think, I'm not some great futurist or anything like that, Tom.
Yes, you are.
People ask me questions. It's so funny how this works. So this is the way it works. How much time do I have? Do I have 2 or 3 minutes right now?
Yeah, go. You're good.
Okay. This is the truth of network marketing. So you get into network marketing and you've learned the business to some extent. You start to build some relationships. You start to give your presentations. You start, maybe you decide that you're going to give 3 presentations a week, or you're going to give 1 presentation a day, and you finally let go of, step outside of your fear and let go of all the things that have been keeping you from doing it in the past, and you start sending messages to people, setting up appointments, you start showing the business, and you start doing that once a day or 3 times a week or twice a day or whatever it is you do, and you start bringing some people in. And maybe you bring in 2 people a month, and you do that for about a year and a half, 2 people a month for a year and a half. So you've brought in, I don't know, somewhere in the range of 30 to 40 distributors, and then someone brings somebody in who brings somebody else in that you had nothing to do with, and they're in a state that you've never even traveled to, and that person gets excited about your company, and they build a team over the next 3 years of 10,000 people. This is after you've been in the business for a number of years, and your people have brought in a few people, and then someone down in your organization that has no connection to you at all goes out and they decide that they're a leader and they're well connected, and they go out and build an organization of 10,000 distributors, and your checks start to ratchet up over the next 3 years. And now all of a sudden you're getting these bigger checks, and then the company and your upline starts to ask you to speak on the stages. And then all of a sudden you become this genius, this expert, and everyone wants your autograph. Because you worked the business for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and someone on your 5th level came in and decided to get serious about the business. And a lot of times, in most cases, it has very little to do with you other than you got it started.
Right.
So you get paid for what you start in our business, not for what you do. That's a huge thing. And then what happens, this is really interesting, is people start asking you questions because they think that you're some like genius or expert, and you're not. Like, I'm no genius or expert. That's all I did was I sponsored 3 people a month for the past 15 years. So I've sponsored 500 people, 3 people a month for the past 15 years. And I don't care who you are. If you sponsor 500 people, there's going to be a few of them that are going to grow.
Right.
And they've grown to 250,000 distributors and over 500,000 customers. And because I continued to lead by continuing to set up appointments and show the business, not just for me, but for the people in my organization, individuals and also groups. That's what I do. And then Tom asked me a question like, what's the future of network marketing? It's like, I have no idea.
Yes, you do. So I wanted, before we go there, all these gig kids can't stand all the lingo. Here's what they do. They get in their car. It's their car. It's a car. They borrowed it. Whatever it is, their parents bought it for them. They drive people around. They wear out their car. They wear out everything. They drive people from point A to point B, and they get money. That's what these kids want to do. So then we try to get them into network marketing, and we have all this lingo and all these tricks. All they want to do is make a little bit of money. If we can teach these kids how to make a little bit of money, they're not going to go wear out their car and everything else. They just can't figure it out because we're making it too complex. This vehicle called network marketing is 10 times the vehicle that they're driving around town. It doesn't get worn out. It grows every day. You still have to put an investment of time and money in it, but at the end time, but at the end of the day, it's going to reward you instead of depreciate. And that's what we have to remember. And the whole KISS that we talked about forever has got to hold true with these kids. They can do anything. They can do Instacart. They want that gratification of a little walking around money, but they also want the long-term residual income to go do their life, not because of the money, because of the legacy they're going to leave. And Jordan hit the nail on the head, and all of us need to remember that because it is evolving. And Larry and Taylor Thompson, I'm going to get them back on here. They're just launching. They're having a big summit that a lot of people are invited to because they're right on the money, and what we need to do is pay attention to what this younger generation is bringing home and just make that an accordion with all us old people and go into the old people side of it. Did you ever think, Jordan, in your wildest dreams, and I'm looking at all the beautiful women on the comments, this has never happened. I've had Richard Brooke on here, and the only person on the entire page that commented that day was Doris Wood.
Hi, Doris.
High school together. And so he's commenting like crazy, and he's just adorable. But it is just so great that you, Jordan Adler, brought a new life to this board, to this crowd. But we've got to attract that. It's got to be the hip, slick, and cool, solid human beings like you that are going to be the face going forward in network marketing. And I want to thank you for that.
Thank you, Tom. Yeah, I know a lot of you have had an opportunity to hang out with Tom, but there, you know, Tom proves over and over again that you can have fun every minute building this business. Because if you watch Tom, he's never, like, I don't see you serious very often. You have fun doing this. You have fun doing it. And, you know, that's important. People want to have fun, and they want to be able to create some income on the side. You know what? One of the things that somebody taught me that I really love about this business, and this is something that, you know, some of you are okay with the residual check of $300 a month. And you're happy with that, and that's why you got involved in business. And there's a few of you that want to make a lot of money, but the way to make a lot of money in network marketing is to make $300 a month yourself first, and then help other people make $300 a month. That's how you make a lot of – and the more people you help make $300 a month, the more money you're going to make.
100%. And,
what's that?
That's 100% right. I'm laughing because I'm looking at – so Kimmy Brooke has never been on this show. She's never watched the show. She's not taking care of the dog, Marley. She's taking care of Haley. She's taking care of her number one child, Richard. She's never been on here. But here comes the movie star, Jordan. He's the reason I got network marketing. I just love him. He's beautiful. He's smart. Unbelievable.
I knew Kimmy and Richard before they knew each other.
Is that crazy?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. I love both of them.
I love them, too. They're two of my favorite people. And one of my dreams, Tom, was to fly a helicopter with Richard Brooke. When I went, because Richard, for many years, for, I don't know, 15 years, he was a mentor of mine from afar. We had really never met. And I wanted to, when I decided to get my helicopter pilot's license, one of my dreams was to fly a helicopter with Richard. And we, about 2 years ago, we got an opportunity to do that together. And it was just, it was a dream come true. We videoed it, and it was, and it was all, so awesome.
And you know, you guys had a dream, and then you manifested that dream into a goal. You got to fly with Brooke. It instilled a passion in you. You went and got your helicopter license. You went and bought a helicopter. You flew this morning. You take things, you know, obviously you're going to go up into space, but you take dreams and turn them into goals one step at a time, which is what we all need to do, right?
Absolutely. In fact, it's important to write down things that inspire you that you maybe even don't believe are possible for you.
Yeah.
90% of the time, the things that I write down that are my dreams, I don't believe they're possible for me when I write them down. But everything changes when you begin to schedule things. Even if you don't feel like you have the resources right now to fulfill your dreams, when you start to take the first step, just put it on your calendar, that's when everything changes. You know, I was, for years, I would tell people I'm going to the Virgin Islands. For 10 years, I would tell people I'm going to the Virgin Islands. And I never went. And then one day some guy said at a seminar, consider that it doesn't exist unless it's on your calendar. And so I scheduled Virgin Islands in October. And guess where I went in October? I went to the Virgin Islands, and I've been there probably 10 times since then.
All right. We're coming back right after this. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks, Ted Anderson.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And we're back. We got Jordan Adler for the final segment. I love this guy. How about the funeral for Greg Arnold that we were at, Jordan? Do you remember that?
What a celebration of life, huh?
That was something else. Greg Arnold was one of the characters of all time. You just wanted 50% of the time you wanted to hug him, 50% of the time you wanted to hang him by his toes. So we go to the funeral, and I walk in the door, and there is Jordan, and I look across the room, and I see another guy, and I go, "Hello, Travis Adler." And Jordan looks at me and goes, "It's Jordan Adler." And the guy's name was, there were like five people there, and there was a guy there named Travis Adler, and Jordan thought I called him by the wrong name. I'll never forget that.
Yeah.
And guess who else was there, flying all the way from Hawaii for the funeral?
Richard Brook. Yeah.
Do you guys realize what kind of friendships you make in this business? You know, and I didn't know Steve Colleen Nance. I can't believe it. Richard's best friend, Steve what?
I don't know.
Sadler or something like that. Anyway, I didn't know that, but I'll never forget how unbelievably I felt like I knew that guy because of Richard Brook.
Yeah.
And I just want you guys to know that this business is the friendships that you get that are deeper than anything that you've ever done. If you'll just let it happen and stop treating people like distributors and get those kind of relationships that go deep for the rest of your life. I feel like I have that kind of deep friendship with you guys where I know that if something goes on in my life, I can call you at 2 o'clock in the morning and you know you can call me at 2 o'clock. Would you agree with that, Jordan?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, one thing about you, Tom, is that you care about people. You really do. It's not about the dollar signs for you. And the people that do well in our business, they really truly care about people. They look for opportunities that are going to allow them to really understand others and serve them in a way that's meaningful.
That's exactly right.
You're really good at that. And that's what makes you a great network marketer, even though you say you're not a great network marketer.
I love you guys. You know, and I love, you know, Eric's on here now, Roy. And we were talking, Eric, you missed the part where I talked about your cigars when you guys popped those babies out on your balcony. I about swallowed my cigar, and I didn't even have one. It was the cutest thing I've ever seen. But there's another guy. You'd never believe that the guys at the top of this business, this profession, are the ones that care about the masses, the multitudes the most. When I get messages from people, it's from Eric, it's from Jordan, it's from Brooke, asking me to reach out to somebody with my doctorate and drunk to help them. That's what's so cool. We are deep water people that happen to do network marketing. We could be doing anything, but what I want you all to do that are watching this show is get in the club, because Jordan Adler is the kind of friend you want. He is a go-to friend, and that's what you want, right, Jordan?
Absolutely. You know, yeah, thank you for that, Tom. Thank you. It's a friendship business. It's people that are good at making friends and then also good at sharing great ideas. You know, that's all you have, a great idea. That's why your company exists today, because it was a great idea. And you've got that idea and you get to share it with other people. So it's making friends and sharing a great idea.
So here's the deal. This is hilarious. There's something called Leadership Mastery, and they asked me to be a speaker, And they said, come with some fresh material because we're sick of hearing about the coffee shop interview. And I'm like paralyzed because I have no material. So I called Jordan on the phone and said, would you mind letting me steal your presentation?
Yes.
You had, and you sent me the slides and everything. And I wasn't even smart enough to figure out that you had your helicopter video embedded in the middle of it. So I watched it. Everybody got to see your helicopter video, too. Oh. It was spectacular. But I am telling you, that's the level of people they will share even their best material, Jordan. And I love you for that.
Thank you. Thanks.
If anybody wants it, I'll send it to you. No, I'm kidding. I'll get in trouble. That is so hilarious. Yeah, so I know. I mean, you guys, please, please. And another thing that's the only difference between Jordan Adler and Eric Worre and Fraser Brooks and Rob Sperry and Ray Higdon is what they had for dinner. That's it. The restaurant they went to tonight.
Eric has a nicer jet than me.
Yeah, everybody's got the... Yeah, I know. And how about my puddle jumper? Somebody said, you've got a jet like Eric Worre's? I said, yeah, it's got wings. That's the only thing it has in common. But you know what? I could have a jet like that if I had a big enough dream. I could have a helicopter if I had a big enough dream. I could have a home on Hawaii if I had a big enough dream. And all I have to do is raise my dreams, right, and then execute it with my goals, just like every one of you. And please, the way that you do that is these books right here. So I'm going to give away. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. First 5 people that say they want the books, get them. Marianne will get your address right after that, and we'll send them to you. That's the contest. That's really hard to say. It's just the first 5 people in the comments. That way we don't have to think I'm cheating. But I'm telling you something. You want to know and be around a Jordan Adler in your life. You want to be a network marketer. You want to be his books. You want to be his books. You don't want to read his books. You want to be his books. Because if you start being who Jordan is for this planet, everything's going to shift for you. All of a sudden, you become a servant leader, and you start giving away everything you've got, like you did with his presentation. That is the common denominator among leaders in this business. Next week, did we ever find out who we have on the radio next week? No.
No, we would love somebody to be on the show next week.
Okay, we have no idea who's on. So
no.
I know who's going to be on already, so I've got it. I'll just not announce it yet. I love all of you. Eric, you're on the radio next week. I love all of you. We'll see you all next week. Jordan, thanks for coming on. I love
thanks,
you with
God.
All my heart.
Pleasure. I love you, man. And
the greatest man in the world. Thanks for listening.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.